Boker Tov, good morning everyone. Continuing or concluding Siman Resh Vav 206, the laws of interruptions and mistakes when we make brachas. The lacha is in Sevav, the Chaver tells us, Natal b'yadav pre-lachla, if a person has a fruit in his hand, makes the bracha, v'nafal miyadav v'nevar onimas, and you make a bracha, before you're able to take a bite, it falls out of your hand and gets lost, or it becomes inedible. So tzarech lachzor levarech, you have to make a new bracha. We saw yesterday the laws of when you make a bracha, what it goes on, what it doesn't go on. We've seen that ideally you should have the food in your hand, you should have it in front of you, b'di'eved. But if you make a bracha on the food and it gets lost, so you have to make a new bracha. You can't go, as we saw yesterday, if there's food next door, that's not going to help. You need to make a new bracha. Now, the Mechaber concludes, it says, Aval pish hayom osa min lefanav yosek shebarech alarishon. The Mechaber is of the opinion that this halacha holds true even if there's another apple on the table in front of you, which in theory got covered by your first bracha, but he says you still need to make a new bracha, because although, this is the Mechaber's opinion, this is not how we paskin, although the Mechaber will tell you, when you make a bari priyat on the apple in your hand, it will cover the apple that's on the table, you first need to take a bite of the apple in your hand. If the apple in your hand, somehow it explodes, it gets ruined, it's inedible, so you're going to need to make a new bracha because you had not, the bracha didn't land on the initial food item, and then you're going to have to make a new bracha. The Ramah disagrees, and certainly, well, it's unclear what the Ramah's opinion is, but the Mishnah Berurah says, he definitely paskins la halacha, is that if, let's say, you make a bracha on an apple, and the apple falls out of your hand, or it's inedible, if there was something else, if there was another apple on the table in front of you, or even another min, another fruit, which we saw yesterday, if it's on the table in front of you and you make the bracha, he says you would not need to make a new bracha, even though the original food item is inedible. The Mishnah Berurah also points out, if this actually does happen pretty often, you make a bracha and you realize, oh my gosh, this food is inedible. He says if you could try to squeeze out a little bite, if it's like a little bit edible, take a little bite just so it's not a bracha levatala. But if it's obvious, again, if it's completely inedible, it's a different halacha. That's what the Mechaber is talking about. But if you can get a little bite on it, that would be great. And that way you didn't make a bracha levatala. Of course, the Mechaber tells us a well-known halacha. If indeed a person makes a bracha levatala, a person makes a bracha on a food item and it's inedible or the food gets lost, then in which case your bracha is a bracha levatala, the halacha is tzarech lomar baruch shen kvod malchuso li'olam vayed. And anytime a person recites a bracha levatala, you should recite baruch shen kvod malchuso li'olam vayed al shehotzi shem shamayim levatala, because you said shem shamayim levatala, you said God's name for no reason. You should say this formula of baruch shen kvod malchuso li'olam vayed. And there's another well-known halacha. Im amar kishenafal baracha Hashem. Let's say a person says the first half of a bracha, and they realize that my food's inedible, it gets lost. You just said baracha to Hashem. V'lo amar elokeinu. If a person didn't say the next part elokeinu, so you sign vayomer lamdeni chukecha. A person says baracha to Hashem, and then realize my food's inedible. You should, instead of saying shakol ni'avro, you should say baracha to Hashem lamdeni chukecha. Of course, that's a verse in Tehillim Kufiyot Tes. Person to say Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdini Chukecha, and thereby you've just recited a verse in the Tehillim, and it's not a bracha levatala. And that is the halacha we saw yesterday. But just the Mechaber to conclude, Ha'omid al emas hamayim mevarech v'shosa af mishamayim shoshosa lahayu lefanov kishabirech mishklak nitzkam etchila. We saw, we referenced this yesterday with the laws of water fountains, and this seems to be certainly connected to that. A person makes a bracha of shahakol niyam bevaro on a stream of water. So again, the water isn't really in front of you. The water you're going to end up drinking, it's upstream. So the halacha is you're still a chachil, you're allowed to say the bracha of shahakol niyam bevaro, even though the water you're going to end up drinking is not in front of you when you make the bracha. This is the intent. This is how we drink water that's coming down from a stream. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.